In the Gospel, St. John the Baptist gives us this beautiful model to follow in our own life. He must increase and I must decrease, speaking of Jesus, of course, who was becoming more and more famous, people more going more and more to him and less to St. John, which was made St. John happy to the chagrin of his disciples. And this is exactly what he was sent for, to prepare the way for Jesus so that Jesus would take front and center. He is God, of course, and he deserves to increase in our hearts and in our lives and in our minds so that he can be God, so he can be God of all. He must increase and I must decrease. And this underlines the teaching of Jesus that we cannot enter heaven unless we become like a little child, not just a child, but a little child. So it focuses on littleness in regard to ourselves. We need to decrease, become little, small, little. Underline that. Put that in the front of our minds. Write that in the forefront of our mind, our forehead, our mind. To be little, to be small, and that takes practical steps to diminish ourselves, to become less and less, so that God can become more and more in our own lives, so that charity can be expressed better and better in our own lives. We can think of others rather than ourselves. And to do this more and more, to increase, our Lord must increase and we must decrease, which is a gradual thing. Little by little, more and more and more, towards the end of our life, become less and less. St. Therese used to always call herself a grain of sand. She focused on that, and as her life progressed, she tried to shrink more and more in the background and let her sisters take the limelight and others in her family. Circumstances would happen where she could become less, have more or less less attention, write less letters, become more and more hidden. And so this is a program to follow, become more and more hidden, more and more little in our thoughts of ourselves and in the way we treat others and the way we treat God. When we look at Our Lady. Our Lady was always in the background, and we see it even in the scriptures. She's hidden as much as she could be according to God's will. Our Lady set that as example. Our Lord too, of course, 30 years in obscurity. 30 years he stayed hidden and didn't make a name for himself. He only came out as a child at 10 or 12 years old and then went back into his hiddenness. To set us that example, we see him as a child in Bethlehem. We see him in the Eucharist as a small piece of bread. He is small, he's little, showing us that example. We always look to the Eucharist to remind ourselves, to impress upon our mind the importance of being small and little. And this happens first of all in our mind. We must shrink in our own mind, our own opinion of ourselves, our own opinion of our own opinions. And this will help us to be little in our actions and in the way we treat others, to put them first, take the back seat, become the least, take the last seat, and do it in practical ways which can help us to think less of ourselves. And we think less of ourselves and we act less proud and arrogant and more humble towards our neighbor. So this is a program to follow, and let's pray for this humility. Pray for humility of mind, humility of action, humility of thought, actions and deeds. And we have so many beautiful examples to follow, especially Saint Therese, who is the doctor of the little way. Let us study her. Let us study her teachings. Let us study what God has taught us through her for our own modern day, modern practice, and St. John the Baptist too, who lived that and practiced that, that decreasing while Jesus increased during his own lifetime.
Ad nos condere te. and trees to rule.